Welcome back to Inside the Bears, brought to you by Jimmy John's.
Anthony, what do you think of when you hear the word refrigerator?
Oh, that's an easy one. That's the place where I put all of my Jimmy John's, all of my slabs of ribs, all of my pulled pork, everything you can think of.
I can understand that. Most people probably would think of the kitchen appliance. But football fans, especially ones in Chicago, think of William the Refrigerator Perry. We caught up with him in his Aiken, South Carolina home. It was there in his hometown where he starred at Aiken High School, earning a full scholarship to Clemson. That's when the Bears got their first glimpse of the fridge.
6'1" and a half. 325 pounds. That's what it has listed here. That's what it has. It has listed at 325. It's a sumo wrestler.
William Perry recalled the moments leading up to the Chicago Bears' 22nd selection in the first round of the 1985 NFL draft.
All of a sudden, you know, the phone rings and stuff, and hey, I'm talking to Coach Dicker. Next thing I know, it's done popped up on TV. The Bears have drafted William Perry.
He'll come in and help the Chicago Bears and look very good in that Navy uniform, or two uniforms, or whatever we get on him.
You're coming from a little country town at Aiken, and then you go into a big city like Chicago and everything, and then you're going to play for the Bears. I mean, it was just unbelievable.
In his very first NFL season, the fridge was surrounded by Hall of Famers and defensive standouts, including Richard Dent, Dan Hampton, and Mike Singletary.
It was wonderful, playing with all the guys on the defense, and it was just unbelievable that you had a bunch of guys, all pros and everything else that's out there surrounding you. Just playing with them, it was just unbelievable, that he was on the field with them.
On Monday night, October 21st, 1985, head coach Mike Ditka had a brilliant idea. The Bears were taking on the Packers. About to score and a mere 2 yards to the goal line, Ditka put in Perry to block for Walter Payton.
There was a linebacker named George Cumbie for the Packers, who weighed 220 pounds. He was a good football player, George Cumbie. And Perry not only blocked him, he pancaked him. I mean, he just flattened him.
Switching the fridge to offense was an idea Ditka first had during practice.
He was behind me, and we was running some plays or whatever, and I was taking off, and I was kicking dirt up in his face. He said, "Oh man, this guy's getting." He comes off real fast and hard and stuff.
Not only was Perry an exceptional blocker helping Payton get in the end zone, he also had his own chance to score. The most exciting 1 yard run in NFL history.
You've heard the old axiom, no cheering in the press box. Well, on that given night, we took that theory and blew it straight to hell. Level of laughter. And I remember, veteran football writers like Don Pierce knew, I think, the world of. We were absolutely doubled up. And then, when Fridge scores, and once again, he just runs right over George Cumbie. And you couldn't blame Cumbie if by halftime he wanted to hop on the team bus.
The Bears fight song is we thrilled the nation with the T formation. I remember I wrote, they thrilled the nation with the P formation for Perry.
Just 2 weeks later, Fridge was back in the end zone again, this time catching a 4-yard touchdown pass from Jim McMahon.
The linebacker, he thought I was coming to block him, but I went around him and went out in the flats and everything, caught a touchdown pass. So it was just wonderful.
Perry was part of one of the most talented NFL teams of all time and a defense that was unmatched in the league. To this day, many wonder why that group didn't win more Super Bowl titles.
I asked myself that too. I said we still had, the chemistry and everybody there and everybody, was doing what they supposed to do. It just didn't help.
Life in Aiken, South Carolina is much different than the hustle and bustle of Chicago and his time in the national spotlight.
You love what you was doing, playing football and everything. You loved it, and you hate to you know, give it up and say, well, now that's over. Now I'm going on back home and sit down and relax. You know, you hate it, but, you know, it's part of life and everything. So you just accept it and move on.
Looking back on his career, the fans are what gave him that extra edge on the field and put a smile on his face. If he could speak to his fans now, he'd only tell them one thing.
I'll say I appreciate it. I appreciate everything, you know, all the support and everything else. And I thank you. And I couldn't say any more.
Perry said that he took to the fans and the fans took to him. And that's the reason for that famous smile on his face that he was rarely seen without. Anthony, as a former defensive tackle, did you ever have the chance to get into the end zone or play on offense?
Well, every big man dreams of scoring a touchdown. I did not score a touchdown, but I did line up at fullback. But one of the things that I did wrong was wearing number 95. I didn't run in and report to the ref and say, hey, number 95 is coming into the game. So guess what? He threw his flag. We got a penalty, and it was 4th-and-1 against the Minnesota Vikings. So thanks, Lindsay, for letting me relive that moment.
Yeah, no problem, Anthony. Well, up next, Anthony helps Charles Peanut Tillman tell the story of the night he frightened one of his coaches dressed as Chewbacca.
Whew. Dang hot.
Inside the Bears is brought to you by Jimmy John's.